Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ariyari Mirat Shichyu and the schus Yosef Eliyahu. Ben Rivka Chava, Zivukagam in Mehera, Yisachar, Rimchel Yitzhak Meir, Bachatzah Chimitz Yadav, Bumadai Baschinatina, Bachatzah Chavatzah, Chayachana Basaranadel, Bachatzah Chimitz Yadel, Was Victoria Bastila Ovida, Shleima, Arav, Baruch Hertz, Ben, Sarah Tzipoira, Shleima Sasha Chol Yisrael, Nechibat Zuchan Tzvi, Baruch Hatsam Rasei Dem Chol Yitzel Atzea, the Gemara, the Gemara says, right, that's how I usually start, very often, but now I would like to learn, I love learning Gemara, obviously, but then I'd like now to study Gufei Torah. When you study Gedalei Yisrael, you're studying Gufei Torah because they themselves were chetz of Torah. And it's mamish schus gedolei ma'atzuma v'nifla'ad ma'od. We're zeicha to have a copy of a hespe written by Maran HaRav Zatzal, Rav Kook, al Rav Yisrael Miselant. One of the things I lament often, not often enough, but often, is the fact that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is gone. Not only Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the individual, the person, but Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the idea, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the concept, the idea of Musar and really working on yourself. It's really to go into the depths of one's soul, one's psyche, to find out why one is doing what he's doing, why he's acting the way he's acting. Really try to perfect oneself, to be one who seeks Torchacha, loves rebuke, loves Torchacha, is one of the 48 Kinyanei Torah. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that in this door, is just such a popular inyanim anymore. And we need a demutz, we need a personality like Rav Yisrael Salanter to bring it back. So Maran HaRav, even though his style was very different than Rav Yisrael Salanter's style, to say the least, but he writes Mamish, such a beautiful aspect. What I love is, when Gedolei Yisrael are so different, and yet they can appreciate each other. Because I don't have to be like somebody in order to value him. It's not my mahalach necessarily. Right? It's not my mahalach in life, but somebody else, the way somebody else is. But I appreciate what they have to offer. And that's, we're talking about someone like Maran HaRav Zatzal, who was just obviously had so many shiurim from his Torah, who was Anaka Anakim, in Nigla and Nister and Sitkus and Kabbalah in Chesed, in Avos Yisrael, so many different areas. And it takes a different mood, a different personality, a different type of mind, different type of mahalach and learning, a different mahalach and avodas Hashem. And he can write such an unbelievably beautiful appreciation of him is really inspiring. And this is printed in various places. In the Sefer Ma'amarei HaRa'iyahu is printed. In the Sefer Nitzotzei Ochot, which was put up by Rav Yitzchak Zeslensky, was printed. The Sefer Sichot HaRa'iya of Rav Moshe Tzvi Neri was printed. And also in the fascinating Sefer of Rav Maimon, Sayameah. And Wikipedia has a page. There's a wiki page with from Ma'amarei HaRa'iya, so this is there as well. Omer Maran HaRav Zatzal, Hineni choshev shegam el shezachil lakir et achad mi'ankei hakodesh panim bepanim, יקשה להם עוד לצייר את הקווים היסודיים שברוחו הגדול, אחרי תקופה הגונה של סילוקו מאיתנו, וקו החומר שבעדינו, ושרק מפי השמוע קלטנו זיכרונותיו של אדיר הקודש גון עולם הנפלא פרח חסידות, רבי ישראל מסלנט, סלנט, זכר צדיק לברכה, אשר זה יובל שנים נמלה, מאז נגנז ארון הקודש. This, even those who merited to personally know, face to face, great people, it's hard for them to illustrate the fundamental lines to delineate their great spirit. Especially after a long time, and certainly when we're dealing here with Rabbi Shlomo Salant, so Cook didn't know him personally. He just heard about him. He calls him Adir Kodesh, Go'on Olam HaNifla, Pe'er HaChassidut, Pe'er HaChassidut. The glory of Chassidus. We saw Salanter 50 years since he passed. So it's hard to write something, Asherotim L'Gdut Gadotot K'dushotot Tefarto. It's hard to write something that's going to fit his godless, his Kedusha, his glory. It's been so long and I didn't even know him. בכל זאת אני מוצא את עצמי פטור מלהביע מעט מקווי הזוהר אשר חדרו אל ליבי מאז. מכל אשר הקשבתי מקומות נאמנים שונים על אודות החיזיון הגדול הזה, אשר נראה לעיני הדור שלפנינו בחיי איש המופת הפלאי הזה, שהוא ראוי להתנוסס לנס דורים, להתבשם מבשמי נשמתו העליונה ורוחו הכביר הקדוש והטהור. רב קוק was ממש, his words, his poetry, his... just awe-inspiring, jaw-dropping. So nevertheless, I don't find myself absolved of the obligation to express a little bit of the splendor of this great personality that penetrated my heart from everything I heard from very faithful sources, believable sources, about this great vision, this sight that was seen by the generation that preceded us. In the life of this Ish Moifes HaPili, in the life of this man of wonder. Who is fitting to be, that Noses Lenez Dorim should be a mast, a flag for the generations. Let basem to smell the mibisme nishmato from the beautiful, beautiful aroma of his elevated soul and his incredible spirit, his large, broad spirit that is holy and pure. Magen Rav was born in 1875. Scratch that, 1865. So Salanter was Nifter in 1883. So Rav Kook was 18 years old, approximately, and so Salanter was Nifter. So he obviously knew a lot of people who knew Rav Yisrael. And Rav Kook was so inspired by him, he wrote this appreciation. והנה למרות שבמעמקי נפשו היה אחד מהצורות הכנוזים, בכל שיבתו הייתה להיות הצנה הלכת, ובכל כוחו המוסרי עליון אמר שלא להתוודע על הרבים, ולהעלים את גדולת תורתו ועומק חוכמתו, וקל וחומר את חסידותו, קדושתו וטהרתו. הנה למרות כל אלה לא הייתה שום אפשרות שאור נערב ונפלא כזה, לא יתפרץ מתוך מעמקיו, וכל ישראל, ובייחוד גדולי הדור ואנשי הסגולה, ידעו נאמנה כי איש אלוקים קדוש כאון הדור הפלאו חי בתוכם. Despite the fact that in the depths of his soul he was one of the hidden treasures and all of his desire, his striving was to be private, a private person, and with all of his elevated power of morality and ethics he toiled not to become known to the masses and to hide his great Torah knowledge in the depth of his wisdom. They called him a Hafasi Katan, they said he was such a Gana Goyim, they compared him to the, one of the Rishonim, to the Rif. He could say, Pulpulim Mamish, unbelievable, breathtaking. And Kal V'Chomer, he didn't want people to know not his Torah, and Kal V'Chomer not his Chassidus, his Kedusha, his Tara, despite everything. There was no possibility that this great, wondrous light should not break out from its depths And all the Jewish people, particularly the Gedolei Ador, and those special people, will know faithfully that there was a holy man of God, a Goyin Ador, a genius of the generation and a wonder of the generation, lived amongst them. Gaoniyut Elyonah mitgala leitim pam bekishon ha'sechli v'pam bekishon ha'ratzoni. Al pi rov, kol ha'geonim marishei ha'olam b'chidushayhem ha'niflaim. ורק הכישרון השכלי הוא המתגלה בהם להפליא. אולם כל אלה הקדושים, הצדיקים והחסידים העליונים, שעומדים למופת בהדרת קודשם, הינם גם אדירי הכישרון הרצוני, אשר נתקדש ונתעלה אצלם במידה נפלאה. Incredible genius is revealed at times with kisharon sikhli, with intellectual gifts, and sometimes with kisharon ritzoni, and sometimes with the power of will, hard work. Generally, all of the ga'inim who are mar'ishe oilam, who mamish shook the veld, not mamish shook the veld, because the veld wasn't shaking, it's moving, but not because of them. Because of their Torah, they're giving the world its existence, but you know what I mean, scientifically, the earth doesn't move because somebody says a big chiddush. Anyway, so that's why I don't say mamish. But they shook the world, metaphorically, so with their wondrous chiddushim, the shine of their intellectual power was revealed in a wondrous way. However, all of these holy tzaddikim and chassidim that are a model and a wonder in the splendor of their holiness, they also have a tremendous will, which was sanctified and elevated with in a great measure. This light of the world merited these two crowns in a wondrous way. Gon kishonin kishono asichli yirish levavot geonei azman en katzel letchunat charifuto uvkiuto lamrot ma shebeatzmo mitamim miduim lo lo yala al hakdav kimat shum davar mitagliyotav neflot bemechunei ha'torah v'amat menamat ma shenemtza bektuvim mimenu ועל פי רוב רשמים נשמעים כפי שנרשמו כפי מידתו של כוח הכיבור אשר להשומע הרושם בכל זאת לא נמחק כלל זיכרון ההתפעלות אשר מלאה את חדרי הלב של גדולי הדור, מעוצם הגאונות הנפלאה של חילוקיו ופלפוליו, אשר נסעם לעתים בקהל שומד לקחו, שכל הסגולות של גאונות אדירה נשתקפו בהם במידה נוראה. עומק השכל, בקיאות נפלאה ומדייקת, חריפות עצומה וישרות מכוונה, וכל היצירות הנפלאות הללו, היו מתחדשות במהירות פלאית בכל עת הדרוש, רצו ושוב כמראה הבזק. This light of the worlds was zocheh to these two crowns. On one hand, he was tremendously gifted intellectually. IQ in the sky. His charifus, his bekiyus, were just phenomenal. Impossible to describe. For whatever reason, he didn't write down his chedushim. What we have is a little bit that people jotted down when he was saying it, but we don't have most of it, but it was something phenomenal. People are, afterwards, they told Rav Kook, you should have heard Rav Yisrael Salanter's pilpul. It was just not shayach, as they say today in the yeshivas. Out of this world. He was deep, and he had bekiyus. He knew it, and he was sharp, and he was straight. Yashris, and he could come up with it in a very, very, very short period of time. He would be able to develop these chedushim back and forth. אך כל הרכוש הרוחני האדיר הזה, כל האוצרות הכישרון השכלי הנפלא הזה, וכל הגאונות הנפלאה, כל החריפות והבקיאות המדהימה, כל לב הייתה כולה מקודשת לשמיים. All of this charifus, all of this bekiyus, all of this tremendous koyach ha'Torah was all sanctified for God. כולה הייתה עומדת אכן לעבודת השם יתברך בקדושה וטהרה, עבודה תמה ושלמה לעשות רצון קונו בכל הלב ונפש. He was always ready to do the will of God with all his heart and all his soul. הכישרון הרצוני, אשר היה מתאים בכל הלכות חייו עם הכושר הנסחלים, מחובר עמו באחדות נפלאה, וחי כל דקדוש ישראל זה, והעבודה עצמה בכל מילואיה, בכל מעמקיה ורחבותיה הייתה נר המאיר שלי חייו. זכה וזיכרת הרבים לא במובן של האומר הקדוש הזה. וכישרון רצוני, so we spoke about his כישרון שכלי, that he was a genius of geniuses, and his mastery of Torah, the Eon, was just incredible, indescribable, but he also had a כישרון רצוני, which was equal to his כישרון שכלי, meaning it was also in the sky, his desire. And this was all for the rabbim. He gave it to the community. הוא האיש הגדול אשר ליבו היה תמיד ער לאהבת השם יתברך ויראתו, לאהבת ישראל עד תמצית הנפש. אור התורה היה מאיר ומבהיק לפניו, אוצר של יראת שמיים שיש לו על הקדוש ברוך הוא בבית כנזיו, היה תמיד מחשיף לפניו מטמוני מסתרים והמון מחשבות ושאיפות קדושות לאין תכלית. יראת השם יתברך ואהבתו, עבדתו התמה והקדושה, תרת המידות בכל ענפיהם בסריגיהם, הדקים והדקים מן הדקים, בקדושה ותארה נפלאה, התאחדו בנשמה הגדולה והקדושה הזאת עם השאיפה לצדק החברתי, שהייתה חיה ועירה תמיד במרכזה. This great man, his heart was always alive for Abbas Hashem, Abbas Yisrael, until the essence of his soul, the light of Torah, shone before him, a treasury of Yiras Shemayim that God has in his storehouse, like the Gemara says, would always reveal in front of him in his depths many, many thoughts and and holy desires that don't end. He had Yiras Shemayim, Zavoidus, Yataris Hamidus, Bekedusha Veneflah. He cared about Tzedek Chavrati, that there should be social justice. ברטט נורא ובירה חודרת אטום נפש היה מדבר מוכיח על החטאות שבין אדם לחברו, ובצער נורא היה מצטער על אשר מהם. ישנן כאלה שבני אדם בכלל דשים בהם בעקביהם. נחוסר ההכרה במידתה התאורה של יראת שמיים. So, with penetrating fear to the abyss, the depths of one's soul, he would speak about and rebuke about sin שבין אדם לחברו, and with great sar, he'd be mitztar that there are those people, and unfortunately some of them are from, some of them are good in Beinam Lamakom, when it comes to Beinam Lachavera, they're mezalza. That really, really bothered Rabbi Yisrael. Harayon shekiv et chayav kulo haya lamtzi et haratiyah klalit letachronei nefesh, the idea that encompassed his entire life was to create a bandage, a healing for the disease of the soul. בכל הסוגים להמון הפשוט לפי הכל, אנשי המעלה גדולת הרי ירה וחכמה לפי ילקם. Everybody on their level. And disease of the soul is bad midas. That's the biggest disease. There's cancer, rachmana litzlan. There's kidney failure, rachmana litzlan. There's paralysis, rachmana litzlan. Lots of diseases. But that's just the goof. The biggest disease is the disease of the soul, and that's bad midas. And that's where Rabbi Yisrael was here. He's the doctor of the soul. That's what he was here to fix. הוא התבנן כמה הוא קיים מחלה של השחת הדעת מהביקורת העצמית. מה שאנשים אינם תרודים או בחיי היום יום החומרים או בתרדות השכליות שלהם, ואין משים הלב למצוא את עצמו בסערת חיים. ומתוך כך הולכת העירה התאורה מתרחקת מתוך הלבבות. ומכוח זה, כל המידות וכל המעשים הולכים ומתקלקלים, והדור הולך ומתדלדר, וסכנה צפויה למדת התורה והיהדות האמיתית חס וחלילה. So, all the midas and all the maisim, what's happening is that people are mesich das. From ביקורת עצמית, מה זה ביקורת עצמית? From self-criticism. Instead of criticizing themselves, they're criticizing others. They're mesich das, they're busy, with their life, they're busy with things they're thinking about. There's parnasa, lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to worry about. And they're not busy fixing their souls. And that's dangerous. אמת דבר שכמה קלמיני אחרים מלחמי המוסר עמדו על זה, ויותר בהיר הדבר בטוב טעם החסיד רבינו משה חיים מוצאתו בספרו מסילת ישרים, ושם בני כך היה באמת כפי המפורסם חביב מאוד הספר בייחוד על רבינו אבון רבי ישראל. So there are people who talk about it. One of them is in the Sulis Yisharim. ובכל זאת מצאו ברוחו הגדול שיש עוד מה להוסיף בהתאמה של חוכמת המוסר והעירה דרושה מאוד לפי המצב של הדור. Nevertheless, even though there are people before him who did it, particularly the Ramchal, but he found in his great spirit that there's what to add. And that's just as my own little aside. In every generation, you really have to see what the chesronos of the generation are, and then to be able to speak their language in order to fix them. Every generation has a different language. When the Ramchal wrote the Misil Zasharm, the Misil Zasharm, recently I heard someone talking, he said, Misil Zasharm doesn't speak my language. Misil Zasharm speaks my language. Misil Zasharm is mamish, gewaldic. But nevertheless, when using examples, Misil Zasharm would say, I'll talk about internet, and alcoholism, and all the different things we have today. So that's what Misil Zasharm wasn't talking about. I mean, his book is a cure for those things, for all the diseases we have today, but he wasn't using those dimuyim, those symbols. So today, you have to just speak the language of the door and take what the Gedolei Olam said and speak it and say it in our language and speak about the problems that afflict our generation in particular. And that's where he saw Salandra did for his door. He recognized the Chashivus HaGedolei and what he's adding. והמשיך לתוכת כל מעיינות גאונתו ומקמח שבותיו התרומיות. בתוכן הסופה היה מה שמצא שעם כל היתרון הנוצר והשימוש של הלימוד בתורת המוסר וביקורת העצמית של האדם שנתבטא רגיל בשם חשבון הנפש, עוד דבר צריך להיקבע בנפש האדם בתור קניין נפשי. לצורך קניין הנפשי צריך לבוא התמדה רבה של חזרת הלימודים המוסריים בתלהבות נפשית מעמיקה ומעליבה. ולשם כך מוכרחים לקבוע שעות ובתים מיוחדים שהלימוד סוגנם זה יהיה נלחש בו לרבים. With all the value in learning Musar and self-criticism, what we call Cheshbon HaNefesh, but it has to be established in a person's soul. It has to be a Kinyan HaNefesh. A lot of times we know things. By the time we were in fourth grade, we basically knew everything we have to know about being a good person, right? Don't be kind, share, be generous, don't be selfish, don't be angry, don't scream, don't curse, don't steal. Right? We know all those things, right, when we were kids. So why don't we always live by them? Why taka do people lie? Why taka are people do steal? Why taka do people get angry? It's not a kinyan nefesh. The gnus of kaas is not a kinyan nefesh. You have to make it. And that's what he did. He said you have to learn the desfasayim dolkois. You have to learn burning lips and make it a kinyan nefesh. Kamo kol chidush muvan sherabim etnagdu gam el chidush zeh. Aval hu zal bigeono anora v'tushat tzidkato amat kechoma leotzi al hapoal. את הדרך הקצר זה ורוד זה נחבא מישראל ופעולותיו הגדולות הולכות הן ונוסעות פרי. Like any chiddush, there were many people against it. But he, with his great goinus and his kedushas hatzidkus, stood like a wall to actualize his great desire. And his light has not been extinguished from the Jewish people. And his great actions are bearing fruit. And to this day, Baruch Hashem, shivas have mashgichim, they have musar, but it's not what it used to be. It's not what it used to be. It's not the primary avoid. I mean, in yeshivas today, so if they're learning Musar, which most yeshivas they are, but yeah, but Musar say 20 minutes a day, half hour a day. Here and there, you're shmuz. But the focus is Gemara, 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 Gemara. And obviously, it's the bread and butter of Yiddishkeit. But that it should be the Merkaz HaNefesh, to know that all this Gemara, everything you're doing, is to get you to a place that your tefillahs are better, and your avodas Hashem is better, and your avodas Hashem is better, and avodas Abrios are better. Then I don't know if that's always the sense. The sense is depends how much you know, and how much Gelamdin you are, how many sechtes you know. And you can say the Shtikl Torah, and you can write a sefer. But you can have all of that and still lack. I know people; they have a lot of Torah, and they lack a lot in areas of Enam Chaveiro and Musar. Because it's not given the value and the weight that it should be. So time-wise, I'm not suggesting that people spend 14 hours a day learning Musar. But that the 20 minutes, the half hour that they're learning, that should be, you know, that should give them chiyus the whole day. And everything they're doing afterwards around that is also connected to the Liman HaMusar. When they're learning Gemara, and you get it from the Sefer, like Ramban says, see how you can be Makayim what you're learning. And that the Musar should make it, that your learning should be Lishma. It shouldn't be L'shem Shidduch, it shouldn't be L'shem to make you feel good. Lishma. Lishma, whatever, however you define Lishma, which is recently had a number of shirim on the Shema. That's really the avodah. The avodah is to make Musar central to our lives, that we should become better people, better human beings, better of the Hashem. L'olam yadam yarei shamayim, we say in every morning. L'olam yadam, first and foremost, be a mensch. Be a mensch, an adam. And then also yarei shamayim. That as well. On top of that, like the Rav writes famously in one place, your shamayim can't push away natural ethics, meaning first you have to be a mensch. And on top of that, you have to be yarei shamayim. If a guy's a Yari Shemai without the mensch, ooh, doesn't look good. Masha dol tzich ladat atav yichud yimukash nakad mulel sheyach din torat ha-musar atam kutah lavat isha nasat libo lavlit v'rabim et ha-tzitek ha-chavati et ha-chomer shemotzot shvuch ha-shorot ben adam l'chavera. You have to learn Musar, every soul told us. You have to be fiery in Musar. And you have to worry about social justice. Mitz ben adam l'chavera. Because there's no yisod v'yirat shemai v'tarat ha-midot b'l adam. If you're not, there's no proper mitzvah al lechavera. So what's the Yerusha Mayim worth? What's the Taras HaMidus worth? It has to be mitzvah al lechavera. Al amidah miyuchedet, shalom lecha cheshbon shel yirat Hashem, shemivya lidei et gabrutah shel midat etzat lechavati v'tzal lo'am asher amad alav achotof v'kedushato meidim mehem sipurim rabim v'neamanim ממקורים שונים v'chol echot chayav רבי הקדושה והטהרה אשר ראוי שיתחבר על זה ספר גדול ומקיף ולזכר עולם יהיה צדיק. So he says there should be a book written about Rabbi Sol Salanter's personal tzidkus, and the Maaseh there was. I have to recommend, I read this many, many years ago, they since reprinted it. I read an old edition. But now they reprinted it in a nice paper and nice print, easy to read. Tinuatam Musar, I think it's five volumes, are of Dov Katz. Dov Katz was on the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, I think he was the secretary of the Beis Din. And he wrote about the great Musar masters. He has chapters on their lives, their history, what they taught, their shittas. Mamish, one of the most impactful svarim, maybe a set of svarim I ever read. Read it when I was a bacher. Incredible. So, Rizzo Salander, Rizzo Zizzo, and Altamina Vardik, Al Slobodka. He was a Slobodka talent. And his son, Yvod Lachaim Toy Merukim, he's almost 90 years old. A guy in a tzaddik with Yaakov Katz. You see that. You see what Rav Dov, who wrote the sefer, what he produced, the Rabbi Yaakov, who's Tzadik Yisod Olam, Agoyin Olam, Baal Midas. So that's it's worthy of reading it, Sefer Tenuas HaMusar, particularly here we're talking about Rabbi Yisrael, to read the chapter of Rabbi Yisrael. ומתוך שיפתו הקדושה ונצלת להגשמת רעיינו הגדול הייתה מיוסדת על הכרה גאונית ועמוקה וחודרת, הרי הוא היא מתגלה לפנינו בצורה של שיטה פילוסופית אלוקית מוסרית מקיפה, שגם מסת נפש שירית ההולכת ונוקבת עד תאומה של הנשמה האנושית, קבועה בה, ומתוך כך הולכים פלגים שונים ונובים במשך הזמנים מתוך שיטתו המיוחדה של אור ישראל זה, וכולם כל המטפלים ומחזיקים באחד מן החלקים של הופעת אורו הגדול, מכוונים את ליבם לתל התלפיות לחקור. חיי הקדושה והאצילות והמוסרית, שהתחיל להיות הולך וזורם כי אנחנו נובעים מתוך רוחו הגדול והגדול של רבינו גדול ריסו סלנטר. So ריסו סלנטר had this tremendous desire, yearning, striving that was so holy to actualize his idea, and it was predicated on his genius recognition, which was so deep, so profound. So it is a philosophical, godly, ethical, all-encompassing perspective, and it's poetic as well. And it penetrates to the depths of the soul. And therefore, you see from Rizzo Salanter, there are many different shitas that came out of Rizzo Salanter. That's his greatness. His greatness is that from Rizzo Salanter, you have the altar from Kelm, and you have the altar of Slobodka, and you have the altar of Nevardik, and you have this shita, and a zashita, and a zashita, and a zasef, and a zasef. Beautiful. Beautiful. It all came from him. Gam keit, achar yover shegnizat oro hakadosh b'gnzei ramumim anu motzim, et atzmenu omdim, ורעדה נוחת זור העליון שנצר מנשמתו הגדולה, להעיר על ידו את אופק חיים, לעלות בו את אבוקת העירה השלמה ליישר בעולמנו את המסילה של הצדק האמיתי, אשר שורשיו מוכרחים תמיד להיות יונקים מילשת החיוני, שיראת השם תורה עמדת לה. Even now, after 50 years, we are shaking, sittering, when we think about this tremendous light that emanated in his holy soul to shine into the into our lives, and to elevate the avuka, the torch of complete fear of God, to pave the way for true justice among people. And it all has to come from Yiras Hashem. We're not humanists. I don't feel good about that. Religious humanist. I know what people mean. They don't mean bad. They mean he's a very religious person, but he's also a mensch. But it's important to know that this menschlichkeit must be taken from Yiras Hashem Tohero Medislai. It's not going to be divorced from God, as shown. That goodness that we have, that every human being feels, that hitting somebody is bad and smiling at somebody is good. Even a baby knows. A baby knows when you're angry. The baby knows when you're happy. And the baby feels, the baby will cry, the baby will smile. Everybody knows between good and evil. You're born with it because it comes from God. That's where we have to take it. As it says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17, the light of Israel, or Yisrael, will be a fire and its holiness a torch, a flame, better. It should light all the dark places, and it should warm all of the kalta hearts, and all of the cold hearts. And it should be fulfilled, the word of God. Tzedek, tzedek, kirdof, leman, tichyev, yirashtah, ta'arat, asher, Hashem, lekecha, nativ. Justice that thou shalt pursue, and that you should live and inherit the land that God gave you. The great authority of Rishon Salanter in the eyes of Maran Arav was revealed when he was a Rav in Zoymel, when there was a Chas Rochman of the San Loaleno, it was a Machamat a choleria. Terrible, terrible disease. It's going around. They have a different name for it today, they call it the coronavirus. Anyway, it's well known that Rishon Salanter, Paskin in Vilna and Yom Kippur, in the year Tough Rage Tess, 1859, 49, when the machla of choleria spread, he said that in such a matzav, you have to eat on Yom Kippur, pikuach nefesh al rabim, and he did so in shul. So they shouldn't wait. It's discussed in Sridiation, the fourth volume, Yerushalayim Tavshin Chavtes, Beit Reish Beit Tes. So this very daring action with Salanter was used by the young Rav of Zoymel as a base of lahalacha, as a source, even though he knew that people opposed Rabbi Salanter, but he passed in the same way. But first, he said divrei eseris, divrei chizuk, before he did it. He talked about v'chai behem, it's sakana, eating is a big mitzvah, it's part of the avodah sayyan, mitzvah l'shomah divrei chachamim, and it's a schus, and it's metayer, and it's mechaper. We have the Sefer Musar Avicha, the Rav wrote in his youth, which is just an incredible. Now today they have something called coaching. These coaches, very good. They try to teach people how to live more effective lives. Not like psychology, that they deal more with, a lot of times with mental illnesses, and different things, depression, a lot of times more serious issues. But life coaches, just how to live a more effective life. How to be happier, how to be more successful, how to have good relationships. And everything I've ever heard, I think it's all in Musar Avicha. I'm saying, I've read a lot of those books, all these self-help books. I read a lot when I was a kid. And I've heard a lot today, you hear these speakers, this guy, that guy, Jewish, not Jewish. It's all in Musar Avicha. I'm saying Musar Avicha, I don't want to say it's all in Musar. It's all in the Torah, that's for sure. But Musar Avicha is just tremendous. So much there about how to just be an effective human being. And an effective Jew. And that's a sefer of Musar. But it's Musar in the Siganon of Rav Kook, not Musar in the Siganon of of other Baalei Musar. Different style. When the Sefer Musar Avicha, I heard from Rav Adari, Rosh Yeshivat HaKotel, when the Sefer Musar Avicha came to the hands of the Rosh Yeshiva B'Chevron, Chatzil Sarna, he said, whoa, this is special. Talking about the nature of man, psychology, the psychological insights. And he said, oh, sof, kibalnu me'arav, gam Sefer Musar Mitzuyim Baruch Botei Medrash Shel Tumas HaMusar. That's the Rav Neri tells the story. I heard the Rav Adari said, so say if we can understand, the Rav Kook, like, we can connect to us, say if we can understand. And he says, ah, so for say from Musar, in the spirit of the Batei Medrash of Musar. Rav Hutner was a Talmud of Rav Kook. He was a Talmud of the Alter Mislabotke. And he said that, you know, the lower floor in his personality was the Alter, and then the higher floor was Rav Kook. I think that was the way he put it. He built when he was when he was younger. He was just by the altar. And he went to Rav Kook, and he used to speak to him. So he once told, I think it was Rav Tzvi Yehuda, who told Rav Adari that Rav Kook said, that Rav Hutner said, that I owe 50% of my property. No. Let me get this right. Rav Hutner told Rav Adari, not Rav Tzvi, Rav Hutner told Rav Adari, Ani chayav chamishim, this is how he said it, he said it for raspy voice, Ani chayav chamishim achuz me'ishiyuti l'Rav Kook. 50% of who I am is Rav Kook. That's what Rav Hutner said. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Alter Mislobotka, who is obviously super duper Musar, look at the Sefer Orat Sofen, which he didn't write, three of his Talmidim wrote. Tremendous Sefer Orat Sofen, Atzim Geshmak. I don't see people learning Orat Sofen anymore. Gotta learn Orat Sofen. It's also the Alter Mislobotka. Anyway, he told his Talmud, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, it's true that the Rav didn't learn in Musar Yeshivas, aber is the Tzura von Musar. But he is the form of Musar. He's the Tzura of Musar. Wow. Wow and wow. We have Musar ideas in the Sefer Musar HaKodesh, particularly in the third volume. And he says there on page Resh Lamed Gimel, Ava pisha Torah v'amitzvot mizakchot hen et hamidot, Torah and mitzvot purify your midas. Nevertheless, yevshel esmoch hazot bovah, it's not enough. V'echech la'asok b'zikuk hamidot v'tikun ha'masor b'yichud, or musar b'yichud. You have to learn musar. You have to work on fixing your midas. Rav Kook told a story to illustrate Rav Yisrael Salanter's great midas. He related that Rav Yisrael Salanter was very sick. He's very sick. And he was in Königsberg. And there was a mishamish there who took care of him. Pashtayid, the Yari Shemayim. And Rav Yisrael talked to him in Musar in Yerushalayim. The person stayed by the, he was his aide. And on the day of the Ptira of Rav Yisrael, which is good to know for the record, the 25th of Shvat, Tov Resh Mem Gimel, which is the 2nd of February in the year 1883. So Rav Yisrael felt that this is it. And towards the end, the Mishamish didn't know. So he started talking to him that people are afraid of death. They're afraid to be alone in a room with a dead person. And Rav Yisrael Salanter is nothing to be afraid of. That person can't hurt you. He's talking to him, telling him, nothing to fear. Everything will be fine. And then he died. And so what's Rav Yisrael Salanter thinking before he's dying? Is he saying Shema? Is he screaming Shema? He's making Chesh Ben HaNefesh? He's doing Tshuva? He's going to the Beit Shel Maila? Pachad Pchodim, no. He's trying to calm down the Mishamesh that he shouldn't feel uncomfortable after this. It could be that at the same time he was preparing himself for his Petira. We saw Salant, it was Kodesh Kadoshim. But he felt now the biggest avoda, besides what's maybe going on inside of him, the biggest avoda is to make sure that this aid is not afraid after his death. Maran HaRav didn't know Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but he was very kashur to his Talmud. Amud HaYira, and also a Goyim, you see his Tshuva Sefer. Rav Itzel HaBlazer, for Yitzchok. His Talmud Muvak, Rabbi Yisrael's Talmud Muvak. So the Yerushalmi Darshan, Rav Tzion Yadler, told the story that when Rav Itzel HaBlazer became ill, he called him Rav Yachli. I don't know, Yachli. Never heard that before. Call him Rav Itzel. Yachli. And Rav Itzel got sick. It was the summer of the year 1907. He was in Yafo. He was brought to the hospital. The Rav found out, and he said, "I want to go visit him." It was a long walk to the hospital. On the sand, it wasn't easy to walk. So he said to the Rav, "Why don't you go in a wagon?" Today we would say, why don't you just call an Uber? Go in a taxi, go in a bus, something. And he said, "No. To be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, to Rav Itzel HaBlazer, I want to go by foot." Those are the hasagas of Maran HaRav Zatzal. Another story told by Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, that when Itzel HaBlazer was Nifter, this is in the 11th of Av, it's coming up, in the year 1907, turns out that he said that he didn't want people to be masped him. He didn't want his praises to be said. However, the Rav Paskin, like the Psak of the Noida Yehuda, after the Pnei Yeshua died and he said he doesn't want them to be masped him, he said that your rabbin shall call Pnei Agoyla, Bo Pnei Agoyla, so the honor of your Torah is Mechai V'Hespid. Be mochel on your cover, not on the cover of Torah. Cover of Torah is Mechai V'Hespid. So he said, the Rav said, that it's hard to decide who's the Gadol HaDor in Halacha. But in Yerushalayim, Rav Itzel is the Gadol. And the Melech said he had to be Maspidim. And so it was Noyeg Rav Lapidos, who was the Rav of Rasein, who was Maspid Rav Eliyahu Levinson from Kartinga, who was a Talmud of Israel, even though this Rav Eliyahu Levinson said not to be Maspid him. And his Hespid was Taka printed in the Sefer Nachal Ruach Eliyahu. The Hespid is called Nachal Ruach Eliyahu, and it was printed in the Iter Sofrim that the Rav edited. It came out of Vilna in 89. And he found a halachic justification for this. In the Hakdama to the Gor Taraya, Rav Tzvi Yehuda expresses his tzar that he hasn't yet been able to hasig as a kroisov shel harav el hagoyim Rav Itzel HaBlazer b'nyanei limud ha-musar. So it's too bad. He was upset that I haven't been able to get the letters of the Rav to Rav Itzel HaBlazer regarding Limud HaMusar and in relationship to the appearance of the Sefer Or Yisrael of Rav Yisrael Salanter. So you see the strong connection that the Rav had to Yisrael in his Talmud Muvak Rav Itzel, and there's an article written by a young Talmud Chacham named Amichai Chinauti. He has a lot of these little articles or books, booklets, the relationship of a cook too. So he has one, Yachas Maran Araya Kuk, the Tenuat HaMusar. This is published in the volume Hachi Itmar, which is from the Yeshivas Itamar, and this is in the Chelek Aleph and Tavshin Samar Zayin, you know, from page 125 to page 147. And in the Sefer Pumas HaMusar, also written by Tov Katz, page 144 and 147, there's a cruise that says that it's good to learn Musar, and the sign on this cruise, on this proclamation, are among others, Maran Arav Zatzal, and the Shver, the Aderis, so you see his positive relationship with Limud HaMusar. So that's incredible. We were zocheh to learn this together. And we should be zocheh. We should be zocheh to go on his derech, and the derech of Rav Yisrael, and the derech of the Rav. And it's important to note that Maran Arav Chalap related to Arav Neria, that when Rav Kook heard of the passing of Yisrael, he was so shaken up, al hilakach aron Elokim, that God's holy ark had been taken. He was noyeh k'din talmud muvuk. He ripped kriya and he sat on the ground. Yerideya, sim shimem, sifches, taz, sikon dalet. This was a personal loss for him. And this article that we learned together originally appeared in the important Torah journal Shaarei Tzion, which appeared in Yerushalayim, which was edited by this Rav Slensky that we mentioned earlier, and Rav Shlomo Blaser. Very, very choshev Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz would write in this journal. In the winter of 1933, they wanted to dedicate the booklet in memory of Yisrael Salanter, 50 years. Shvat, it was Shvat, 50 years after his passing, 1883-1933. So they went to Rav Abba Yaakov Vakoin Baruchov, very famous Rav of Volkovisk, who was the Mechaber Chevel Yankov. He knew Rav Yisrael Salanter, and he said, yeah, I saw him. I was Nenem Morpana from his Kedushim Mestayra, but I can't do it. I don't have the capacity to describe this giant of spirit, this gaon, this tzaddik. So he says, you know what you should do? Ask Rav Rachima de Nafshai, my beloved Rabbi Hakoyin Amiti, tzaddik Yisoid Olam, Moifes Hador, Maran Rabbi Avram Yitzchak Kohen Kuk Shlita, Hakoyin of Beis Yerushalayim, Rosh Rabbanei Eretz HaKadosha, Tibane v'Tikonei Mesher, Ba'omek Shetef Machshavotav HaKadoshot, Bedvorot Kodesho Belavot Esh, ולשון חכמים בית סופר מיר אשר קנו להשם יתברך, יעניק שפט הללי אורות להכיר לדורות רבים את התואר הנכון, התיאור הנכון והמלא של רבנו מורן של ישראל רבינו, היי גאון רבי סלנט, he says, only Rav Kook could do it. If anyone could do it, he could do it. He has a magical pen. So, you see, he gave them this mimer, which is half of a fellow. Wow. All right, Rabbi Sang, thank you so much for listening, and Mitzvah Shem, there's a lot more to come to the end. Shalom, shalom, shalom.